You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
And so the other day, Ginge, you were saying that you consulted your beautiful fiance, Tater Tot, on your Yeezys purchase. You asked her if it would be okay if you bought some new Yeezys, right?
I did.
Okay. Foch, you thought that was weird. You were a little disgusted by it, I thought.
So you think I'm a little whipped? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Ahead, be honest. I was like, me and the Ginge I know would just buy Yeezys.
Okay. So let me explain this. Okay. So once I get engaged, if you really think about this, even her engagement ring, we'll both be paying for it.
Yeah.
Because we'll combine our finances, you know, and so everything is kind of an equal buy. So if I'm going to buy like a $300 pair of shoes, just seems like at that moment, like a week after getting engaged, I should be like, hey, is this a good purchase? And she said, yeah.
It's more consulting and being kind to your partner. Because
exactly.
The other day I got my hair cut and I got quite a bit off. And I asked my husband if he thought it would be okay if I did get a lot off.
Because you care if he's attracted to you.
Well, yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want him to go to the barber and get some like weird haircut without like telling me. Right. I would want to know so I could be like,
well, what?
No.
So you don't like surprises.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. And I think part of it is you and I have more of an insight about successful relationships.
Oh,
and
that's why, I wasn't going to go there, but
yeah. That's why we know.
Those are facts.
So brutal.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, my gosh. How can I argue?
Yeah. So,
but it is like, is it whipped? No, I don't think it is. But I do think it's a common courtesy when you're going to spend like stupid money, like a pair of Yeezys. Mm-hmm. I can admit that's stupid money.
Okay, I get it if you're sharing finances.
Right.
But you're not there yet, I think was my point.
You're definitely
and
right.
And you're not married yet.
Yeah, we just actually set a date yesterday, I think in May.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think it's going to be May 5th.
Whoa.
I'm not really good at dates, but it's somewhere in May.
Okay.
So it is like there's a little bit of time where they're not going to be combined.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea's, because I don't think her husband, you guys aren't combined even still, right? You're living the dream.
Well, yeah, we have our own thing.
Don't do it. Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
see, Foch is an expert in this stuff.
Yeah.
He tried to get me to get, what's that
a prenup?
Thing where that, prenup. Yeah.
Yeah, get it. Even if you only have $500, just get it.
Are you getting one?
No.
You should.
No,
he
I
is
mean,
so for
I
prenups.
Love Tater Tot, but you should.
You like, need to be on a billboard for prenups.
Yes.
Like, you believe in them so much.
Oh, man, you need an endorsement.
I mean,
you
promise
do an endorsement
me.
For prenups.
I mean,
like a lawyer in town that does them. Like, don't be like me. Get a prenup.
Yes.
Cautionary
go
tale.
To.
Dude, I talked to him about that. He was like, man, you need, if you ever do something stupid again, like getting married, you need to get a prenup. Especially after this last one.
Yeah. And just, you know, ask. Really dumb big purchases, you just throw them at, hey, is this...
It's common courtesy.
Yes,
exactly.
Like I just ordered a brand new iPhone, and I was like, should I go ahead and do this? Because you're going to be paying for it for a long time, or it's a really expensive purchase. So once again, a little consultation.
Yeah.
Guess who I have to ask about my purchases?
No one. Yourself.
The pets.
And he loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Cooper, though, he's got a tight pocket, though, and he doesn't let you buy everything you want.
Cooper's more frugal than Foch.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.